Brazil's constitutional limits on the central bank, for example, reflect its history of hyperinflation, when governments resorted to the printing press to finance their populism. And although inflation is now firmly under control in most big emerging markets, exceptions include Argentina, Nigeria, and Turkey, many of these countries still worry that monetary indiscipline can lead to destabilizing runs on their currency. QE is also, surely, less needed in the emerging world. In Chile and Peru, benchmark interest rates are already about as low as they can go, but in most of their peers, central banks still have room to ease monetary policy by conventional means. In Indonesia and South Africa, for instance, the policy interest rate is still over 4%. Why, then, are central banks pressing ahead? They believe their bond purchases serve a distinct purpose. They are neither an unconventional way to lower borrowing costs nor an illicit one to finance the government. The aim instead is to stabilize financial markets. In Brazil, the president of the central bank says its bond purchases will resemble foreign exchange intervention. It will not try to peg bond yields any more than it pegs the real, but it will try to smooth out jumps. The South African Reserve Bank says that its purchases are not meant to stimulate demand, but to ensure a smoothly functioning market. In some quarters, QE is still a tainted term, associated either with mercantilism as a weapon in a currency war or monetary adventurism. But the stigma is fading. Indeed, some central banks now say they are doing QE even when they aren't. The Bank of Korea, for example, has resolved to buy unlimited amounts of bonds from financial institutions that promise to repurchase them after 3 months. These repo operations amount to collateralized loans, not outright purchases. Few economists would describe them as QE. But far from resisting the term, the Bank of Korea has embraced it. "It wouldn't be wrong to say we began quantitative easing," noted one official. Never in the field of central banking have so many worried so little about buying so much.